We are up to mitzvah test, the ninth mitzvah in the Torah. The ninth mitzvah of the Torah is, now we're going to see for the next few mitzvahs, though, sort of moving backwards a little bit. And it was cute when we were up to Korban Pesach, right after Pesach, or right before Pesach, or it was during Pesach, that's when we started it. But now we're going to be discussing the mitzvah of Hashpasas Chametz, of destroying Chametz, right? So this, God willing, will be very relevant for us when we come to Pesach again, next year's time. But so the Torah says as follows, Shivas Yemem Matzos Tochilu, that for 7 days we have to eat matzah, Ach Bayom HaRishon, we'll speak about this in just a moment. It's a really weird language the Torah says, but on the first day, Tashbisu, you should destroy Asormi Batechem, you should destroy all the leavening from your bread, from your house on the first day. Because anyone who eats chametz v'nechrasa nefeshahi miyishol miyom harishon ad yom hashviyi, anyone who eats chametz during Pesach will be cut off from his nation, will receive kari. So now this is a very weird word. It says that on the first day you have to destroy your chametz. So what does that mean? When exactly is that? Because if you already start Yontzef and you have your first day of Yontzef, so then you've already violated the prohibition. So how does this work exactly? So says the Chinuch as well. So the mitzvah is lahasir kol lechem chametz mimishkano seinu. We have to remove all of the chametz from our dwellings. It's interesting that the word he uses is lahasir, to remove, because you'll note, and we'll see in a second, that when we say to remove, that means not just destroy, but it could also mean nullify, or it could also mean that I have to do a bedika. We'll see all these mitzvahs are sort of subsumed under this idea of destroying chametz from our homes. So when do you do this? When do you have to remove the chametz from your house? B'yom arba'as, Rabbi Nisan, on the 40th of Nisan, right, the day before Pesach, Shenemar, as it says, Ach, b'yom harishon, tashbisu sormi batechem, and on the first day, you should destroy all the chametz from your house. What does this mean? So it says, the chinuch, pirusho rishon kodem al-pesach. He says that, obviously, it doesn't make any sense that yom rishon will mean the first day of Yontzef, because we have to have destroy the chametz already. So he says that it must mean, and this is based on the Gemara Pesachim, that the first means that erev Pesach, a person has to have all their chametz destroyed. So, what is the root of this mitzvah? Well, just like all the mitzvahs related to Korban Pesach, Mishar Shei Mitzvah Zo, the root of this mitzvah is Kadesh and Iskor HaNisim HaBashem Shubim Mitzrayim, to remember all the miracles that God did for us in Egypt, Kemosha Kasub HaKorban Pesach, like we wrote about during the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Dinei HaMitzvah, what are the laws of this mitzvah? Well, there are many. Kigon Sha'as B'yuro Min HaYom Matai, when does a person, what time of day does a person have to destroy their chametz? Umahi Hashbasa So, what is the proper way to destroy chametz? And in particular, what does this mean? So we all know that typical custom, I believe, of most Jewish communities is to do a chametz burning, to burn the chametz. But there are other ways. The Mishnah talks about if you just throw crumple up the crumbs and throw it into the wind, if you flush it down the toilet. There's a famous opinion of the Baal Maor. The Baal Maor says if you want to destroy your chametz, eat it. Eating it is a great way to destroy it. So that's another perspective. How to destroy it? That's among these laws. And now he says, "Bedikas chametz is included in this. In which places we have to search to make sure that we don't have any chametz in our homes? In what places the person does not need to search? When this mitzvah starts for a person who is going on a journey, right? So we know the very famous halacha that if a person leaves before 30 days from their home, they don't really have to worry about bedikas chametz all. But if they're within the 30 days, then they do have to start being concerned about bedikas chametz and the like. In particular, this gets a little more complicated nowadays when we sell our chametz. So how does bedikas chametz work for a person who sells their chametz? Again, not for right now, but that in theory would be all related to this mitzvah. V'im chal arba'asar b'yinisam v'shabas ich yedino. And also among these, this mitzvah is the law of what happens if the 14th of Nisan is on Shabbos. How do you destroy your chametz on Shabbos? So that's among this as well. V'abitol v'apeshat tzarech l'asos nosaf al-abir. Also the idea that we say the kol chamir, right? The idea that we say with our mouth, so to have in mind that we are nullifying all of our chametz, all the details of that is included in this mitzvah as well. V'yeser pratzeh, and all the other laws mevar Pesach Rishon can be found in Pesach Rishon. So what does it mean, Pesach Rishon? So we spoke about this when we began Maseches Pesachim in 5-minute Mishnayos, right? That Pesachim, why is Maseches Pesachim in plural? Every other Masechta is in singular. So we said that that back in the day, there used to be two Maseches Pesachim. There was Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So the Chinuch is going along that tradition and just telling you that all of the laws of this can be found in the first Pesachim. Nowadays it's all in one, but it was found in Pesach Rishon, the first Pesachim. V'noheges b'chol makom b'chol zman. This applies in all, in every location, in all times. V'zachar v'vna kevos. It applies to men and to women. V'ha'over alehev elohish biso. And a person who violates this commandment, and decides not to destroy their chametz, bitel aseh the tashbisu, then they violated they did not have the opportunity to do this beautiful mitzvah. Now it's a little bit of an odd thing. So let's say a person manages to get rid of all of the chametz they actually own. So in theory, the suggestion might be to go out, buy a little extra chametz just so that you could destroy it because that is a mitzvah. Again, maybe if you have any questions, we could talk about that another time, but that would seemingly be the black and white understanding of that. If you have no chametz, you have to go out to buy more chametz just so that you can fulfill this mitzvah. You should not confuse this mitzvah with the idea of not having any chametz in your homes. There is a mitzvah to destroy chametz. There's also a prohibition to own chametz. That's a totally separate idea. You cannot find leavening in your homes. That's the 11th mitzvah in the Torah. Right, a person does not receive malchus for this because there is no action involved in owning chametz. So if you violate that, nonetheless, you still will not receive malchus. Shalacha here, right? That this is the general halacha. Lav she'im bo masa. That anytime you have a prohibition that does not have an actual action along with it, again, if you went out and bought chametz on Pesach, then you would get malchus because that does have that you have done an action. But if you have not done any sort of action because you just owned chametz, it just was sitting in your home. I mean, you didn't sell it, you didn't destroy it or whatever. So in that situation, ein lo ganav, a person will not receive malchus because anytime a person does not do the actual action, they do not receive any malchus at all. So that brings us to the end of the ninth mitzvah of the Torah. God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with mitzvah Yud. But for now, we will stop.